Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time on the world of Vala, Tides That Bind, our heroes have made it past the first hurdle to get into the Arcanum, but now must survive the spirit-rich lands of Alexandria while looking for their own spirits to bond with. Chapter 2, Out of the Frying Pan. To achieve great things, two things are needed: a plan and not quite enough time. Leonard Bernstein. Firemoot, year 10,121. Day 3, 2 p.m. We pick up a few seconds after the last chapter. Our party is facing down sniper attacks from Morgan Oathkeeper, master of divination for the Arcanum. Within the Arcanum, you know that there can only be one master of a subject at a time. The master is in charge of carving out what that particular subject area will be geared towards within the school. For example, a master of conjuration can specialize in one form of conjuration, so in turn, the entire focus of conjuration would be towards that thing. The only way that masters are replaced would be if their replacement can prove without a shadow of a doubt that they are better than the previous master. Due to the standards set by the College of Druids, this process is entirely not problematic. There is no backstabbing, there is no attempt to sabotage your fellow druids. It is simply a diplomatic process in which one druid objectively proves that they are the best. Because of this, masters have to continuously grow within their field, because if they don't, they will simply be eclipsed. This is a process that has grown exponentially over the past 100 years. The current batch of 15 subject area masters are some of the best druids the world has ever seen. Their actions of adept have directly ensured the continued safeguard of the safety of all spirits within the realm. They bow to no kings, have levied armies, discover the truth of the world, and they defy gods with a seemingly sadistic degree. They are the spark of creation in the cold, dark abyss. Every one of their actions creates ripple effects that echo throughout the realms. They are collectively known as Titans. You are currently caught within the sights of one of these people, and they have no mercy for you guys. What are you going to do?
Fantastic question.
Cry?
No, I'm kidding.
So you guys are currently in room...
Seven.
Room seven.
We just got from seven.
So you're in the back part of room seven. Mm-hmm. Jack and a group of people that he's with are currently 10 or so feet in front of you. Mm-hmm.
So they're basically blocking the entrance to room 2.
Yes.
Okay. Question. So Morgan has us in her, right? Mm-hmm. Her sights. Would she follow us or would she stay in this room?
You don't know that.
Oh,
and you can't even see where exactly she is.
Okay, because, like, my idea was to just either retreat to the entrance to the left of us, or go back to where that other beast was and hope that it's still dazed and prone.
It's been a moment.
It's been a couple moments. Because if Jack is blocking the other entrance, essentially, we have to get through Morgan and Jack, and doing both doesn't seem incredibly likely.
That's fair.
But Jack seems distracted.
That's also fair.
I have a reckless idea.
Alright.
I have howl, and when I'm not in a town or city, a Lilovian can let out a powerful howl twice between a short and long rest to ask for help from local wolves. We all agree that Jack isn't great, and also we have someone hunting us that we can't really see.
Can you ask the wolves to distract Morgan?
There's a hand also there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for calling on me. I'm Asia. Quick question. Mm-hmm. Before we go on planning.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. Jack is in the middle. He's dealing with his teammates. He's looking visibly distressed. Morgan is in our sights, but did she hit Sam or did she just graze Sam?
It was graze.
It was graze.
It was missed.
But it was just near her.
Okay, cool. Would we be able to roll to see where that shot came from? Like, at least what direction that they're in?
Sure.
That she's in?
That'd be an investigation.
I got a 20 from something before when we rolled with them.
Did you get anything?
Can I also help?
Find out what she...
I got a 12.
Not enough.
Okay. So. 20.
A 19 plus?
These are helping rolls, right?
I got 20.
Or are these individual investigations?
I'm assuming they were individual.
Cool, thank God.
Okay. I rolled a nat 20. So
sweet. I only needed a 20.
I got an unnatural.
That's funny.
So, you,
yeah.
Vera,
yeah.
Can see where the shot came from.
Okay.
Ivan, you can see the glint of the rifle and the smoke coming off of it.
Okay. Can you?
So you can see it better than me.
I've better eyes. I'm sorry.
It's in a. Both of you see it. Mm-hmm. The far wall in room 7, in the middle.
I see. Okay. Hi, I'm Ivan. So the plan is I will just try to... Because Morgan and Jack and his group, they don't know where I am yet. They've noticed you two. Mm-hmm. So I will just go over there and try to make some runes to create like a blizzard around them and around the next exit. That way they can't see. And then Morgan would also not be able to see. And that way... We could hopefully escape that way. And then you'll just have your direwolf, Mia, to follow me through it.
Yeah.
So.
With Mia's scent.
Right. Should I roll another stealth now, or should I roll for the rune first?
I think since I'm helping him with the rune, does that have an effect? Okay. I think he should roll.
Yeah, you're still good.
Okay, I do have +2 in dexterity, so for stealth, right? Yeah, dexterity.
So where are you making the room at? Just the room, just right at the entrance way to.
So? Yeah, because that's where Jack is currently. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Boom.
Like right in front. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did we ever settle on pulling them through the blizzard, or are we just leaving them to the blizzard?
If we leave them to the blizzard, it means that they can't reliably follow us, because I'm assuming they can't see, or have anyone in their party that can see.
That's fair.
So was that a yes on leading them through, or?
Why don't we play it by ear?
Okay.
I am a hard no, but that's a scene.
Alright, so I'm rolling for stealth first, correct?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can my horse help with me with stealth?
Can I help Jules come up with stealth? Okay.
Can you can help with stealth.
That's fair.
Yes, your horse can.
Okay, I'm gonna roll.
Dang!
Okay, I have an 8.
Okay, do you move?
Because I feel like the plan doesn't work if I'm... The plan shatters if I don't.
I have a question. Could I run in, like, the opposite direction while he's trying to, like, creep?
Would it also help if Vera also howls, like, right now? Before I move?
Fake howl.
Sure. So, Ziamaris wants to run the opposite way.
Well, yeah, if he's going to the entrance, I'm just going to go deeper into the swamp.
Do you want to howl right now, or...?
The thing is, we have a plan. I think the howl should be a last-ditch effort, because honestly, I can only use it twice. Okay. We've had a lot of this weekend to get
through.
You can
howl for fake season. Just make a ton of noise.
You're right.
I'll make a ton of noise.
What was that, Sam? Performance.
Oh, yeah, you can roll a performance and make a ton of noise?
Sure.
I don't know why I would need performance for that if you make a noise.
Because you're trying to get someone's attention.
Boom!
So, would that help me, or should I roll again, or...?
That would give you more advantage opportunity, roll again.
Okay.
Please tell me.
So what was the highest?
The highest was the one I rolled first, which would be, which would give me an 8 overall.
Well.
Yeah, they see it.
Okay.
Are you still moving?
Sure.
And you're, and then Ziomara's is still moving.
Yep, opposite direction.
And you're still making a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
Roll.
Because I could ride on my horse with.
Okay, and I roll performance for that.
Uh-huh.
I got a 14.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm gonna run on. I'm just gonna be on Vera's on Mia's back. And I'm gonna go.
Make sure you're constantly moving though.
Yeah, I'm gonna be moving. We're gonna be
run forward or just like in a circle.
And like, yeah, I'm gonna be make a circle. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're
so.
Yeah.
Ivan on Alexandrite's back,
yes,
bolts towards
the entrance.
Towards the entrance in order to lay a rune down. Ziomaris runs in opposite direction to try and draw some attention. And at the same time, Vera on Mia is running around on in a circle. Awoo! Awoo! Awoo!
She-wolf.
And as soon as all three of you move, you hear three shots go off.
That's hilarious. These idiots.
So, this one's for Ivan.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
Does a 15 hit?
Dang. Yo.
It does. I only have.
15? Bruh.
Am I using. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. Alexandre. He has 14, so yes.
Dang. What do you add to that?
Beats it.
Just a straight up, I beat it. That's not fair.
It lands on the.
Yeah, I get it. Dang it! Wow.
That's the same number.
So does a 21 hit.
Dang!
Yeah, that's for Ziomaris.
Huh. Yeah, it hits. Wait. Yeah, it hits.
God. Stop rolling so well.
Those dice are rigged.
Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
Does it hit Mia?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
She's sick of L's today, Mia.
The thing is, because of the armor class takes it's their movement in account.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexandra senses the shot coming, was unable to move in time. So they stop prematurely,
mm-hmm.
and Ivan is shot right off the horse.
Darn. Okay.
Ziomaris, which direction were you running?
I'm running the opening, but the opposite side. So the far end of the room, right across from the opening. So I'm 15 feet from it.
Okay.
20 if you're counting the opening.
You are shot from the back.
Shot from the back. Okay. Okay. No, it's fine. Jump in the back.
And Vera, yeah. You are shot off your direwolf as well.
No.
Any damage?
Yeah.
What's okay. Damage?
No, I just need to know now. Yeah, so does a 10 kill you?
Yes.
I need a D8.
Thank God.
Oh, that's the thing.
How many?
There's no D8s. D8s never existed. D8.
So. Each of you guys take 8 points of damage.
Really?
Embarrassing.
I'm at 1.
Are you at 1?
Oh, is it me? No, because
no,
I shot
you. No, they've shot. Ivan was shot.
Did you only have 9?
I only have 9.
Oh, well, then I am knocked out.
You knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're. Oh, you only had 8?
I have 7.
Dang. Wait, didn't we level up?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you did level up.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you level up, you only have 1 die.
No, when you level up that first time, you're supposed to roll 2.
Oh.
Are you using your old character sheet?
That's the one, I assume.
Let's see.
Sam's straight up dead.
At least once.
So did you level up from like fighting that the Indian Anonymous?
I leveled up from fighting it the first time.
So yeah, I thought like it's like you like roll another.
Yeah, you were supposed to level up. You never did.
Well.
What? Okay.
And then I get 5.
In total?
Yes.
So that's 12 points of health.
Wow.
Max hit points 12.
Boom. And now?
Now you subtract.
8. So now that's...
doing a heck of a lot better than me. I'm at 1.
Sorry, babe.
I wasn't expecting to hurt so bad. A D8, too.
Yeah.
Darn.
A D8? I'm like, oh, I didn't realize they...
What if we had all just run into the other room and then frantically tried to do the room instead of running the opposite direction? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of...
Would you guys like to roll a perception?
Hindsight is 20 freaking 20.
The thing is, I wanted to avoid being clumped together because that's just easier shots.
You're right.
That's fair.
I got a 12.
14.
Oh, that's really funny. Perception.
Got
5.
15 with perception.
Gonna have Alexandra help you?
Sure. Okay.
They actually got in the way.
Wait, I can help.
Minus
I can help.
2.
No.
I'm gonna have Mia help you.
Wow, you rolled poorly.
Oh, but you
rolled
really well when you're
right?
hitting me
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Selective.
Dice.
How to get like 15, 16, 17.
Honestly.
You got any friends that...
Radigan didn't come with me.
Let me theoretically roll for Radigan.
Perfect 20.
Not 20? Whatever. You better give that to him. Whatever Radigan's doing, he's doing it well.
He's sending you positive vibes.
Radigan's hives are gone. He's taking an aloe bath. He's relaxing.
He's flourishing right now. Where are you? Shot in the back.
You're too vain.
So all of that happened with over the course of like a minute.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
From your plan to you guys trying to execute, it happened in a minute.
Wow, okay.
Jack turns around. Idiots! She's shooting everything that moves within this area.
Okay. Is that what you're shot? Or... because I walked in on you, but...
Did you guys not perceive that she has a total of 3 copies of herself here?
No.
You know what? If I had bothered to roll an insight, I would have made that guess. I was like, dang, she has that many guns? But you know what?
Yeah. That was like a rune or some automatic trigger or something.
No, no.
I figured it was just one person that was shooting very quickly.
I just thought she was really good. Thank you for that. Let's carry this information forward.
Okay. So if she shoots anything that moves, we're just kind of stuck.
We can move one more time to the entrance and then stop moving and then draw the room.
How far did I get before I fell off?
That's true.
You were actually pushed back because you shot off your horse.
Okay, I see.
So you were back at the entrance.
Back at the entrance.
Back at 0.
Where's Alexandre?
About 10 feet in front of you.
Does he know the rune?
I because like we share like a telepathic so I can give him instructions to make this rune.
You don't think you're gonna shoot your horse? They might be dealt with.
No, don't shoot at him.
If we all move, we can't. They can't get all of us.
No, but actually they can.
There's 3 of us.
I said she had 3 clones. That means there's total 4 shooters. I only gave you guys the general location of 3.
Oh.
Okay, so there's currently, including horses, right? Like, people and their spirits in general. There's, in our group, there's 5. And then within Jack's group, there's 8. So if there's four shooters, they could only shoot half of us at a time.
I like those odds. Does everyone in Jack's group have a spirit?
Yes, I know that.
So there's at least three.
There's at least three at a minimum. So, quick maths.
I don't think they're moving, bro. I think it's just us.
Okay, can we persuade them to go along with some sort of plan?
They're dying.
Okay, never mind. I'm also dying.
You would always try to persuade them. It's gonna be a hard persuade because they've been here since the beginning.
Dang.
Okay.
Also, so what? They can't move? Like they're at the thing. They're almost there.
So it's like that thing where you have to stay still and then you're fine. But if you're like, it senses your movement.
Yeah, it's Squid Games in this piece.
I was also
I've never seen. Okay.
It's not really Squid Games. I said that as an SEO joke.
Right? Hey, exactly. We made a reference to Squid Games. Watch our show.
How
money, please.
How minimal of movement is it? Just like.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's
kind of just like.
Are you asking Jack that?
Sure.
Prince, if you move a single muscle, she shoots. Okay. Mm.
So I suggest that we all... Ooh!
Can you howl now?
I'm gonna howl now. This is a very...
Take down the clones.
This is a very hard situation.
Yeah, you're right. I can survive another hit. Y'all can't.
I cannot, yeah.
Ooh!
Oh, wait,
so you're going to need to... I'm going to need you to roll...
I have a question. As you howl, the wolves, I'm assuming, are swarming the area afterwards or something. Should we not communicate to everyone because it's the best chance with more people to move at, like, your signal?
Yeah.
And should we not persuade Jack to do this before you, like, start howling?
What does Jack do for me?
That's less of a chance statistically that you are a target.
Okay, question about your wolves real quick. Two questions.
Yeah.
What can you make them do exactly, and how quickly can they get here?
Real talk, I never tried it. Okay. I've only ever lived in a city. So.
Also, the Odegar, not. Hmm. Also, the Drake Wolf is over there. So.
We're gonna get sued.
Yeah, that's why I said Drake Wolf.
Yeah. The Drake Wolves are over there.
So I'm just saying one of them is really big and a bunch of them are really tiny. Mm-hmm. And there's already like a direct source on the other side of this forest wall.
What if we also get that other creature that's in the next room?
It's not a wolf.
Not a wolf.
As far as we know.
We get them to...
We'd have to run back and get that.
That's fair.
And we can't move right now.
That's fair.
I'm actually going to start having you guys roll constitutions in a bit to see how silly you are, just saying.
All right. Quick, we should persuade Jack, but also, I'm gonna roll to help whoever, because okay. Unless I get a nat 20, your girl takes your person.
Yeah.
Dilmyrus, neither. Takes a -1 to charisma. So, I'm gonna roll to help.
That's fair. We'll...
Okay, but before any, what's the exact plan? Because I would like to know before I just get knocked unconscious.
one health?
I have one health.
We're getting Jack. We're getting Jack and them to help move at least while Vera does her wolf thing.
Because I was gonna say if they aren't compliant, we can also just make the wolves attack them, forcing them to move.
That'd be a lot.
But
Sam's. Go for it.
I never used howl. I don't know. I don't know the complications.
One wolf can just show up.
Oh, stipulations.
Right. So theoretically, okay. No wolves can show up.
I have an idea. Don't. I feel like the wolves will be like, oh yeah, we're not gonna fight Morgan because we know that she's powerful. So make it seem like they're gonna attack Jack and his group instead.
Oh, you're right.
So they're not as intimidated. Because if they're intimidated, because I remember during the Anonis fight, they were intimidated. Cause you used it during the Anonis fight, right?
Did I?
Tried to, but it failed.
It failed because they were intimidated by the beast. So. Definitely use it so that way you're trying to attack Jack.
No, that's fair.
In his group.
Thank you. You're right.
So that way it forces them to move and hopefully more wolves come through. That means there's more targets for her to shoot down, which means that could be easier on us.
No, that's fair.
Because I don't know about you, but I have enough movement where I can get on my horse relatively okay in this quote-unquote difficult terrain. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, probably. Mm-hmm. I can get on the horse and then I can like quickly like leave. I don't know about you two though. I'll do my best to help. But
that's fair. I'm making a beeline for the exit.
Yes.
I'm just smiling.
Sorry. So the plan. Convince Jack.
No,
convince Jack.
Probably not anymore because like what. We could try to convince Jack, and then go from there.
Okay. So plan is, convince Jack. If it doesn't work, Hal, wait a second, see if any wolves show up, and then we go, and make a beeline for the exit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sure. Okay.
Dope.
Sweet. Okay. So. Sorry, I'm like. Ugh.
I'm rolling to help.
No, that's fair.
I'll also roll to help.
You're the... Who's doing the roll? I was like, you are. Yeah, okay.
You have the best persuasion here.
And I'm also rolling for Alexandre and Mia. They're going to be doing like...
Horsey eyes.
Horsey eyes.
He neighs.
Horsey.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So, Jack, we're in a... tight predicament here. How about we help each other out? I'm gonna howl. Wolves are gonna hopefully show up, and we all scatter.
I don't know about scatter.
I'm telling you. We're not letting Jack in on the plan.
No, we're making
a beeline.
Okay.
He can get shot.
Yes, we're scattering.
That's not me.
We're scattering.
He's still facing forward.
Okay.
Who's speaking right now?
It's Vera.
Oh. I'll do anything for you, beautiful.
That's funny. Wow.
Did we even need to roll?
Did we? Okay. Well,
that's so funny.
Got him wrapped around your finger.
Wow, that's a lot. Well,
and then, now ask him to stop trying to kill us.
Would you stop trying to kill us? Vera asks.
I'm only killing one person, and that's my sweet prince.
Tell him to cut it out.
We should probably do that plan now.
Well, so what I howl, if any, hopefully we'll show up.
But don't forget, make them attack Jack. Double cross him.
We're being duplicitous.
I don't want him to be more into me. I feel like that would not make him... Anyway, it's fine.
That's up to you, Vera.
Can we get out of this room?
We're gonna get out of this room. Sam, save your floating for another time. Jeez. So we're gonna roll to howl.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna roll to howl.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, what do I add to that?
That's a arcana.
Can I help?
Yeah,
please.
Everyone help.
Please.
Oh my god.
Okay. 17.
I got a 15.
So I have a 5.
That's plus 2.
Okay. 7.
Plus 2.
9.
9.
Plus 2.
11.
Plus 2.
Everything's coming up, Vera.
13.
Plus 2. Let's go.
So that's 15 in total.
Plus 2. No, it's not.
Darn.
That's funny.
One more.
I'm dying.
Plus 2.
19.
Nice.
Okay. A 5 into a 9. That's called teamwork.
Teamwork, baby.
Okay.
Are we all howling or are they just help me intensify?
Everyone's howling.
That's funny. My horse can't howl.
Ow.
Okay.
So, do we all have to howl? Or
essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I only need you to roll a 10.
Oh.
And I have different tiers of wolves that come.
So oh, okay.
Nothing happens for a bit. And I'm going to need you guys to roll a constitution as the ground starts shaking.
So I only need to beat a 10, right?
Dang.
Because I got an 11.
I have a 12.
Let me see.
Even.
Yeah. I got a 6.
I gotta be real, that plus 3 to constitution really came in handy.
Okay. You only need a 10.
Nice.
What'd you get?
I got a 6.
Dang, that sucks.
No. It's my own wolf.
Wow. But, and that 20, what happens?
That's that 20. That was for me shooting you.
Fuck. Shooting me?
Yeah.
What would you do though?
Dang. So everyone see, everyone feels you fall down. And then you're just like, ugh. And then, at the same time, a giant drake wolf bursts through the tree lines on the right side of 7.
Okay.
So,
to the east?
A bullet is released. Jack attempts to get in front of the bullet, but I rolled a 6. And it was a 20. So it whiffs. It completely misses him. And hits you.
She has that.
You take the full damage.
Dang.
So you are knocked out.
Dang.
Okay. You also said that there was a... Had how many wolves came?
One giant drake wolf.
Well, good enough. We're picking Vera up and running.
Okay. Yeah, it has to be distraction enough.
And also, yeah, we're picking Vera up.
I'm getting on my horse, and can you...
Maybe the person with the horse and a definite ability to pick things up.
Just have the wolf, like...
Oh, you have a wolf! Of course, wolf. Your wolf isn't going to leave you behind. Yeah. It's Mia.
No, you're
Do
right.
I even have to tell Mia that? Like, you're bonded.
Mia's right on
we're,
it.
We're, all right, we're connected.
Then let's go. Let's go. What are
Which
we rolling?
Are you guys going to?
Two?
Okay, you guys just running to 2.
Okay, we're just running to 2.
Yeah.
Please.
Jack, you see Jack take out what seems to be like a staff. I'll kill you later, Prince! As he rushes towards the drake wolf.
What?
Okay.
So you guys want to stay and watch?
No. Absolutely not.
I am knocked out.
I'm so intrigued.
No.
Can I get to room 2 and then kind of look behind me?
Sure.
Cool.
Let's get out of here.
Are you doing, like, a Sodom and Gomorrah thing where it's just, like, a quick, like, look around?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see him fighting the drake wolf.
That's completely unnecessary, but whatever, okay.
Let's go.
You want to roll an insight to see what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
Can I help?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm so insightful. I'm really middle of the road today. I think I got a 11.
He is trying to wear down the spirit of that drake wolf and bond with it.
Wow, that was a mistake. No!
It okay. got us to
we
escape.
We gotta move on.
So you guys are in room 2.
Yeah. We escape one nightmare into another.
The room is a kind of swampy area with a campfire sitting in the middle. Mm. Several iron cages are scattered throughout this area. And someone has scrawled, "You cannot kill it with swords," in front of the west tree line.
Oh, so
far left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cages? What kind again?
Iron cages.
Okay.
That's it. That's all that's in the room.
Okay. First order of business, is it possible to heal Sam somehow? Or, sorry, various characters?
I rolled to perceive.
The only person that knows runes is, like, healing runes is me.
We can guess.
I think.
I do not perceive very well. I would say 3.
I'll also roll for perception.
So we're with the 8 hours, then.
You only have to wait 4.
Oh, but that was if I was actively meditating.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
Wait.
And what are you rolling to perceive?
I still have 20 and 12.
Oh, wait. I don't need to sleep.
Huh?
I don't need to sleep. Because the Teratons do not need to sleep. Instead, they enter a state of prayer.
Yeah.
You're unconscious, though.
But I said I don't need to sleep. So if I don't need to sleep, then the next step above that is communion.
Okay, so...
So what you perceive...
Yes.
You see that the iron cages seem to be ripped open from the inside.
Ooh, okay.
But it seems to be some time ago because you see grass and rust kind of expanding over the iron cages.
So we could assume... So now I relay that information to the only other unconscious person that can talk.
Conscious person,
I'm sorry. Hey, we're probably safe because these cages look like they've been here for a very long time. All right. It looks scary, but we could probably sit tight and try desperately to heal our friend.
Before we do that, we've already run into one campfire. Can we investigate this camp situation before we, like, lay our buddy down and start trying to heal?
In case of, like, someone with a chainsaw comes out of nowhere. Yeah. That'd probably be smart.
That would've been great.
Honestly, hi, this is Derek, DM. You guys are not putting nearly enough distance between you guys. And
oh, yeah? Let's keep moving. I thought the room would be enough.
I was going to suggest putting at the entrance, since we, like, entered already, putting a
blizzard. Oh, okay, yeah.
Because you have more time.
The thing is, they can still move through the blizzard.
Oh, but I thought it was, like, something more, like, another obstacle to get through.
It'd be an obstacle, but the thing is, he would need to do, like, a pretty big one to make it a worthwhile obstacle, because, like, over 5 feet, someone could just, like...
I have, like, extra, like, acrobatics and stuff when I do stuff on my horse, so can I just run around real quick the perimeter and draw the room, a really big room, like, really quickly? Yes?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Or do you just want to keep running?
I'm cool with the full thing, but the thing is, there's only, the force is constantly shifting, so...
But not, it's constantly shifting, so when you come back to the forge for, like, another class...
Okay. I was going to say there's only one exit in room 2, so maybe a room with multiple exits, because they're going to be funneled toward the only one of 2 places. But if we do it across, like...
If we go into the next one and then do it there, to the next, like, sort of, like...
Or I wonder if doing it along the, along a corridor type situation. Where it's like bottlenecking, but I don't know.
No, I get it. That might probably work better.
So save my rune for later then?
At least 6 at least.
Okay. Then let's hurry on to the next room then. To the next room.
Okay. You guys are gonna move through the corridor and go into room 6. Mm-hmm.
I guess we could also go to room 1.
It's up to you guys.
Let me think.
I'll pick room 6. Can I feel like with room 6, like you said, there's multiple options to, like...
To escape.
To escape.
Sure.
Like, we get caught, like, having to go through that way, we're...
Sure.
That seems most viable.
Yeah.
I like the options.
Let's go with that, then, yeah.
All right.
So, you guys move on to room 6. You guys are getting deeper and deeper into the swamp. So, you're slowed going through that corridor. And room 6, you are currently thigh deep.
Okay.
In swamp. Well, there seems to be nothing in the room.
There seems to be. So, can we roll for perception?
Yeah, of course.
Or investigation?
Is there a difference, really?
I guess.
Investigations are more pointed. Perception's just...
That's fair.
I got 19.
Isn't perception just wisdom?
Yes.
I have 11.
Yeah, you guys feel nothing in the room. There's, like...
A waste of a roll.
There's no creatures in there. There's no items. There's nothing of note except, like, swampy land.
Mm-hmm.
It's so swampy that you feel like most of the animals avoid this area because it's swamp.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's electrify it on our way out.
We could do that. I mean,
swamp is like mud. I don't know. Swamp, I always think water.
Is there water?
There's enough water to electrify it.
All right, then cool. Let's keep moving. West, south, west or south?
I kind of want to... Is it currently enough... distance finally from Jake and the others, or should we keep moving, or is that something we have to perceive?
Jack,
roll an insight.
Drake Wolf,
roll an insight. 18. Insight's like plus quiet. 19 in total.
You, sir, you then remember that you only have one health.
I do have one health.
Maybe you guys should take a rest here.
I was leading up to wanting to take a rest because we have someone that's unconscious on our team. But I wanted to also make sure that we were far enough away.
Cool.
Because I am dying currently.
No, I'm sorry. I got one good hit left in me, and it may be cocky. Let's,
Because if we can't lay Vera down on the ground to do something, because she'll drown if we plop her in swamp, I was going to also suggest using a rune to make, like, an ice platform.
Go for it.
I'll go for it.
I roll to help.
Roll the dice.
It's a rune that's in my book, so I know it, and I've prepared for it. It's the one where it's, like, it's on my feet.
Oh, and you freeze it?
I freeze the ground around me.
Okay.
I freeze it up?
No.
I'm a bird.
I accidentally moved it. It was like a 13. No, it was like a 13, and then I went to pick it up, and then went to 1. I'm like, no. Honestly, that was worse. I rolled a 2.
No, it doesn't do it.
You should have kept that one.
Never mind.
Use a different dice. Damn.
I've been switching on and off, and I have varied.
Use a different dice, Josmar.
Never mind.
You guys kind of want to investigate the room to see if you can find a, like, sturdier
platform.
Yeah, because she'll drown otherwise.
My investigation does not go well.
17.
I got it.
Ooh! No, that was stupid.
Plus intelligence. I have 20 with intelligence.
Near the southern exit, there is a large tree with fruit on it. Underneath that tree, there is an area that you guys can rest underneath. It's like the roots of the tree are so big that it creates a kind of cavern underneath it.
Okay.
And you guys can rest underneath there.
Let's head there.
Cool. Can I survival check this? What type of tree it is and what type of fruit?
Yeah.
Can I also do that in case?
Sure.
I have an idea. Since I'm unconscious, I'm going to use another thing that I have, which is Wolf's Dream, because there's wolves over here sleeping. So, I was going to ask.
I got 16.
Yes.
Let me knock their things up first.
No, that's fair.
Yours is a lot more evolved. I was wondering if you would remember Wolf's Dream.
Yeah, baby. I'm waiting to use that.
Also, she's asleep? Did she still do that? Wolf's unconsciousness?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, I just want to know if it worked like that.
Yeah.
Survival, right?
Yeah.
Then survival.
I have 17.
So.
Wow. I look like a scrub.
The prince has never left.
The thing is, they wouldn't have this tree where you're
right. From. No, that's fair.
This is a tree that you've, like, read about in your books.
Okay.
It is called a phoenix tree.
Oh, okay.
They're extremely rare.
Does Ivan not remember anything else about this tree?
No, you just remember that the fruits, you either remember that you're supposed to eat the fruits or you can't eat the fruits.
So,
can I roll to remember?
Roll an insight.
God.
This is the...
This time it's 13, I will not touch it. Insight.
It's either the jasmine leaf that's very 14. Poisonous. Or the other one that makes delicious tea.
Yeah, you think you should be able to eat it, and it should be fine.
I won't trust when I think.
We should take some, just for in case, I guess.
I'm gonna hope that maybe Vera remembers when she wakes up. So maybe once we reach to the cavern, to the little opening, I'll grab the fruit, but I won't take a bite.
I want some fruit.
Want some fruit?
Yeah, I don't know how much of that I got, because you were a 17, I was a 16.
So. Oh, you got a 16?
Yeah, I was a 16.
I thought you didn't roll well. I was like,
yeah, I didn't roll well on something else.
Oh.
But then I said 16, but Sam was
you got all that.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we're grabbing some.
Okay. Sure. If it's poisonous, we feed it to Jack and the others.
All right, cool.
Someone tries to kill you once, you get so salty.
So, how many do you guys grab?
How many are there?
How many can I grab?
There seems to be like a good 100 on the leaves.
Oh, as many as I can carry without taking up
too
much space. I want
I'm good with two.
How big are they?
They're about the size of a large, like, grapefruit. Spherical.
Yeah, I'll take four. If they're useless,
they
I can at least...
They seem to have horns on them.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
I want five.
Okay, five, two...
I'll also do five, because if anything, we could throw them.
If anything.
As you guys take all of them, all the fruit on the rest of the tree starts rotting.
Mm. Oh, that's messed up.
That is messed up.
Oh, sorry.
We didn't mean to.
So
tasty fruit.
You guys
does the tree look like it's dying?
No.
Oh, okay, just the fruit's rotting? Mm-hmm. So.
The fruit that we picked included, or the ones that are left? Wow.
Just the one that was left up.
Just taking more, then.
Can I see if I remember anything else about... Because this seems to be a very specific detail.
Sure.
Okay. Another insight, correct?
Yep.
And 14 again.
14?
Yeah.
Was that adding your stuff?
Yeah.
Dang.
So another 14. I remember just as much as I did before. If
you
not, maybe.
Less now. You forgot all that.
No.
What happened, Asia?
I have an aside question.
Yeah.
At what point can we start talking to the earth? Like, nature and stuff?
Oh, you guys could have been done that.
Okay. I thought there would be, like, an introduction to make it seem not, like, out of nowhere.
So did I,
or anything.
The thing is, I was gonna... I've been rolling stuff in the background with, like, on my phone. And nature's been reaching out to you guys.
Really?
Keep rolling, like, fives.
Oh.
Like, fives or lower.
Got a little connection.
I gotta be real. I just didn't want to be like, yeah, ass pull. You're a new druid. Why weren't you doing this episode one? Where's the continuity? Asia die challenge.
That's funny. Okay, so we're at this cavern.
If you would like to, you could wait for it until... Because I have an intro speech for it. You just
want
to wait.
I do. I like intro speeches. I want that.
Okay.
I want the of an intro speech.
Cool, baby.
So what were you saying, Joseph? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So we took this fruit. We have Vera laying there. What's next? What's our next plan?
Let's make this rune.
Let's make this healing rune for our friend Vera.
Yeah. We don't know how to make it, so I imagine the AC would be a little higher, but if we're both rolling to... do it correctly?
No.
What?
No.
You can't make it?
You can't make it.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember how it goes.
You would
have
to
die.
Because it's a set spell within the spell book, you guys, this is a spell that you guys are learning yourselves.
Right. Okay.
This is like a spell that's created.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So you would have to spend time learning how to do it.
Yeah, and we don't have the time.
Yeah. Honestly, it's 2:30. You guys could just rest.
Mm-hmm. A nice afternoon nap and a picnic.
I didn't know resting was an option.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess you wouldn't. Yeah, resting is always an option.
Okay.
You can do short rest, 4 hours. A long rest is 8 hours.
How much can I get healed in 4 hours?
You get fully healed in 8 hours.
Huh.
What about me? Or is that just like a general thing? Oh, okay, I see. How much would... I'm sorry, but what were you going to say? How much would I heal in for? Half?
4 hours, it only could be half.
Do we just do the 8 hours? Who is it?
Because one of us still doesn't have a spirit.
No, that's fair.
And, that's all. That's really it.
Oh, yeah. One of you still don't have a spirit, but also, if you go into the next room and there's like a beast or something,
you're right.
There,
I'd prefer.
You don't have full health.
Oh, yeah. But But as soon as I, like, for half 4 hours, I'm half healed, I can do the healing wounds.
That's true.
Also,
but then you'd also have to use up your magic.
That's
but how much magic are we really using right now?
Also,
I've just been punching things.
I wanted to, because I'm Vakonic, so I could see in the dark, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Ziomaris can also see in the dark. So yes. I would propose that we wait the 8 hours, because it'd be 10:30. It'd be pretty dark.
You advantage. You're right.
At least this, 2 out of 3.
And this, Ziomaris, roll an insight. Okay, I just need higher than a 2.
Oh.
Ziomaris has to reckon that...
I reckon?
If the beasts down south are already so different from Rohander, that there's, they, like, the beast and Rokander operate at night at all times. Mm-hmm. Maybe these beasts don't.
Okay.
That's fair. All right.
So it'd be better to move at night? If I'm understanding correctly, they...
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Let's rest. Yes. Let's do... Yes. Let's do that. Let's rest.
Okay. We rest for the full 8 hours, correct?
I have a question. I only have... Yeah, we can rest for the full 8.
Yeah. Ooh. The thing is, you have Mia, you have Alexandre, mm-hmm. who could keep watch if necessary.
Okay.
You knew what I was about to say. Yeah. You're about to be like, how can I... Oh! No, I'm sorry, I'm being too cautious.
Did you want to put the blizzard down?
I wanted there to be a trap.
I can set traps.
Just in case.
You can, honestly, you have time to turn that entire area into a blizzard.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And then we rest.
Because it is like a spoken rune, so like if I notice something, I can wake up and then just activate it on the fly.
Or you just keep it constantly on, that way no one can like come in. Mm-hmm. And I can't have like someone come in and try to snap you guys when you're sleeping.
Oh, I could do that. What if I could do that? I can also just have it constantly on.
Nice.
Would that just drain my mana over time?
Because I thought once it's activated, it just keeps on going until you tell it to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's activated by spoken.
Spoken, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spoken.
Okay. So, Arcana, correct?
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to draw it over the course of the entire area? Oh, yes.
No, I rolled to help. Oh. I just wanted you to know that I rolled to help and I was successful in helping, so I was a helpful person.
Can Mia help?
Yeah.
Because you said that, so the tree's basically at the southern exit, correct? Mm-hmm.
It's like to the left of the southern exit.
Okay, I see. I would like, because like, that way our spirits can watch the south exit. Maybe one each on the 1 to 10 and the 1 south, and then I can just make a big one on the upper half that blocks the other two exits.
Okay.
Yeah. Did that sound good?
It sounds great.
Okay, cool. 8. So, plus Arcana, which is intelligence, so that's 11. And I'm assuming plus our spirits are helping.
Plus 2. What did you get, Asia?
I got an 18.
Okay. Nice. You got plus 4 in total.
15?
Yeah, 15.
So yeah, you're able to activate it. And the spell is going strong. There's a blizzard caking the entire area.
Perfect.
So, you ready to sleep?
Ready to sleep 8 hours.
Sweet.
As
you guys are sleeping, Zero Maris has been knocked unconscious. I'm sorry.
No!
Vera has been knocked unconscious. Vera.
Yeah.
Since you're from the land of Luloba, there's actually a fun characteristic you and your countrymen get.
That's funny.
It's something called Wolf's Dream.
Yes.
When asleep, Lulobians do not dream normally. Their mind enters the plane of dreams. They can travel this plane. Here the golden eyes can join and speak with any wolves they are asleep as well.
So yeah. So since that's what I was going to do was... Since I'm asleep, I was gonna see if I can go and ask for help with the baby wolves to like get a better understanding of like the map because they live here.
Mm-hmm. That's your attention.
Yes.
When you become aware of where you are, you're standing in a throne room. So I see the problem child's return.
Who's speaking?
It is. They look like a golden god on top of a throne that is fashioned like a wolf's mouth. They are sitting down and standing and staring at you, not with a sense of like pity or annoyance, but it's just like, well, of course this is Vera, of course. This is how she'd come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's your older sibling, Dean Samoon Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Their golden hair lays across their face, like layers of what looks to be like multiple halos on top of them. They have a very regal appearance. This is what a ruler looks like. And they are the current, or at least the next in line for the throne of Lulova. Where have you been?
This is a dream. And I'm gonna roll to perform. And bail. I don't have these answers right now. I'm going through a lot.
I'm also assuming you could just like roll performance to just lie.
No, it's just to perform. I know that there's like a specific one to deceive.
Yeah, it's a deception.
So I was going to perform to see that as a part of this stream.
You don't have high charisma?
I have good enough charisma. How high is your charisma? Since we're... No, I'm just kidding. So yes. I'm going to pretend that I'm a part of their dream. That they're just dreaming about because they miss me. And that's what I'm going for. I'm going to start... Should I roll first and then perform? Or should I perform then roll?
Perform then roll.
Dean! What are you talking about? I've been here the whole time. I'm your little sister. Now I'm going to roll to see if they... I'm going for... Yes, this is very much... I'm in a dream. We're going to pretend that I have not disappeared. We're gonna roll. Oh, thank God. Got a 21!
That's funny. That would have been a great roll. The problem is... In Wolf's dream, you guys are just in the dream realm. You guys don't actually dream in this realm.
Oh.
So, that's not how any of this works. Where are you? I can send our forces to come and get you.
Huh? Sorry, we're having a bad connection. I feel like I'm about to wake up. I feel really well rested.
Roll the Constitution. Try to wake up.
No. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I can work with the paper. 14.
No.
Okay.
And then, as you're talking to them. Their eyes change color immediately. They are activating their eclipse. Mm. So, because...
Do you activate that in your dreams? Dang!
So, the Sabuman Atlas family, one of the reasons that, starting at the Atlas family, they've grown to such prominence and so many people want them to rule is because of their eyes. Vera, unfortunately, didn't have these. Dean is a prodigy of them. The eclipse is a genetic trait of the eye that is transferred from generation to generation. Not all who inherit it are able to activate it to its full potential. The eclipse is said to have three levels of maturation. The three evolutions, the most basic, just giving a slight advantage. And as the wielder masters the eye, they gain powers beyond any normal mortal. To gain the eclipse, the wielder must awaken it. The awakening can be achieved only if the wielder suffers a powerful emotional condition with regard to a person that's precious to them. You, when you were around your older sibling when you were younger, you knew that they got up to phase three of the eclipse. Mm. There's the crescent moon, the half moon, which is phase two, the full moon, which is phase three. But as you look into their eyes, you see a golden sun where they just have a shimmering sun pattern in their eye as their look of boredom with you turns into one of anger. Do you know how many people are looking for you?
They're kind of like stiffens and kind of feels guilty for causing trouble, but not really, because she knows it's for the best. So she looks at Dean and is like, hey, it's not worth it. You're probably better off honestly, don't worry about it.
5 years ago, Mom and Dad disappeared. A month ago, you disappeared. People are starting to talk. Our enemies are starting to make moves. You have put this family in a compromised position. So you may leave, you may do whatever you want, but I'm coming for you, even if it's to take you home myself.
Sorry. Vera kind of looks at them kind of pointedly and leans in and says, catch me if you can then. I'm gonna roll to wake up! Please, God. Wow, I'm not. Lady Luck is not on my side today.
You're knocked out.
A 10. Can I be knocked out from after being knocked? Can I howl? While in the dream?
Sure.
How does that mess up the thing if I'm already in a long rest? Can I summon wolves when I'm already... I'm just in a different dimension.
Your older sibling can open up, can do the eclipse.
Weigh my options. Hold on.
Dang, you don't fight them in your dream?
I'm gonna lose.
Just walk out of the room.
I'm gonna walk out the room then. I knew there was an option.
They just follow you.
They just follow me. I'm gonna walk out the room.
They get off from their throne and start following you.
I'm going to ask them what's been going on since I left. Since they want to make conversation. Stuff still suck here.
The economy has taken a hit.
How is that my fault?
You're a member of the royal family and you're currently missing. So...
I don't see.
There's a lack of trust that we can keep any of the people in the royal family actually safe. And so we have businesses pulling out of the country.
Why don't you just lie? Or like make a clone or something? Or put someone in a wig? It's not like anyone sees me, really.
The problem is you represent such a loud, annoying presence within the country, so everyone constantly knows if you're here. When suddenly the country went quiet in some aspects, people knew that you were gone.
Oh, tell me how you really feel.
You look unwell. Have you been eating?
I've been scraping by.
Your clothes are dirty. Have you been...
We're in a parallel universe. I'm in the wolf stream. This is a style choice. I'm going with style choice. It's hip. Maybe you're lost some touch, but this is what the young people are wearing, you know.
Grandmother's coming.
To where?
To the dream.
Why? Why would you do that?
Oh, wait, yeah, you don't have the eclipse. I'm sorry. When you have the eclipse, you can exist in both the wolf stream and in the material plane. Did no one tell you that?
No, they did not. Thank you for keeping me in the loop. You're a great influence on me. So, the only reason you want to keep me around is because you're losing money because companies are pulling out because I'm not there?
No, we're worried about where you are, and your appearance proves that you're not taking the most care of yourself.
I'm doing great, to be honest. I've never been better.
Did you have to sell your crown yet? Because we noticed that's missing.
You wear your crown all the time?
Wherever you are, you're in at least one of the countries. One of the continental countries. So I implore you, if you're not going to come home, remember we will find you. We do have safe houses in every country. Mm-hmm. So why don't you
If I am staying at a safe house, why wouldn't you just check all the safe houses? How many safe houses do we have?
Dozens.
Dozens. Hmm. Hmm. Why don't you ever support me?
Why don't you ever fall in line with the family?
I try. I try my best. I don't want to be the black sheep on purpose. I don't want to be like...
It would actually be a black wolf.
That's fair. Aren't all the wolves black? I thought that...
No.
No?
The wolf's like gray or white, isn't it?
Yeah, my wolf is white with like some light red.
Grandfather's wolf is white.
Huh.
You didn't hear the story? See, that's the problem. You keep saying that the family's always against you, but you don't know the family's history. You don't respect the family, what the family has to go through.
And you haven't done that for me. I was raised the same way as you. Why am I so different? Is it because I don't have wings? Is it because I don't keep up as well as you?
The majority of the family doesn't have wings. Don't hit us with that.
But you and Grandma have wings. Oh no, you're right. That was off. You have wings? And you're better than me than everything. Everything that I try. So I decided to luck myself out. Because clearly you could go on without me. I'm sorry that the economy's bad. You'll manage. Tell everyone that I died.
I know you're not dead because I'm talking to you right now.
Well, people don't know that. Oh, I forgot we shared this place with every citizen of the
Lobia. Every citizen of the
kid. Dang, I forgot. I've been meditating.
Obviously, since you're here, it means you've been knocked out. Because you don't dream.
You're right.
What happened?
Why do you care? Why does it matter? You're just using this as leverage to buy time for Grandma to come here to yell at me.
Or me as your future ruler trying to give you some advice.
I prefer an older sibling. Because we've always been pitted against each other.
You had a chance to have an older sibling. And you ran. So now you're getting the ruler.
The reason I ran is because I didn't have an older sibling. So, uno reverse.
You're so difficult.
I'm gonna wake up. God! I got a one!
You take more damage.
outside of Vera's body, what's happening? Fighting my own thoughts.
Do you not know how to just wake up from the wool stream?
I've been trying.
You have to say, bibbidi bobbidi, let's get out of here.
You click your heels three times and say, I want to go home.
Sorry, I was getting too emotionally deep. I was getting frustrated. I was like, who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
You talking
to? You know we got beef.
Me and Joe Smart. I feel like I'm in the family home while an argument's right. Going on.
It's red bone, but my parents are arguing the other day. What's fair? Hey. Do you hate me?
I've never hated you.
Do you trust me?
Well.
Could you trust that I'm doing the right thing?
I trust that you think you're doing the right thing.
And that's good enough. I can work with that. So if you think I'm doing the right thing, and you love me, could you try? Could you try and give me some space for me to grow? Because clearly the environment that I was in, I wasn't growing. And I need you to understand that. I'm gonna roll persuasion. I'm sick of this conversation. I'm sick of no one being on my side. I'm sick of my grandma's about to be here. She's gonna yell at me. Got a what again?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm gonna burn these dice. I need something else. I get two ones in a row. Got two ones in a row?
That's really unlucky.
Three? Okay.
I've been rolling 17s and higher for the dice all day.
You really have.
Okay, I have an eight.
She's not even rolled for anything at this folk.
17. I just want to see.
She's just seeing.
I'm just seeing. Yeah, there's a gravitational connection that makes me roll ones over and over. God, my eyes are burning. Jeez Louise. I'm not crying. That's not me. Tough.
Grandmother's here. Vera!
No! I'm gonna roll to wake up! No! I got a one again! I got a one again!
Oh my god. Vera, where are you?
I got a three! What do I need to wake up? Can I click my heels three times? What do I need to do to wake up? Got a 16!
And then you see the wizened hand of your grandmother, the woman that has brought Luloba to the top of the country charts. Wait. You wake yourself up. And then you wake up with a jump. And wakes y'all up.
Dang. Must have been a heavy nightmare.
My hands on my gun.
My hands on my weapon too, on my scimitar.
Yeah.
Vera, what happened? Are you good? You woke up suddenly. You were out cold. Is it the full 8 hours?
Yeah, it was a full 8 hours.
You were out cold for over 8 hours. Are you okay?
Let's just say that I was in such a terrible nightmare situation that it was preferable to be hunted.
Oh.
In the wilderness.
Wow.
My fight or flight kicked in.
You were going through it.
Sounds rough.
So yeah, so...
How are you feeling after your rest?
I'm better. I guess.
Minus the wicked nightmare.
Relatively.
Okay.
Does anyone need healing room? Should I make healing room in advance? Can I do that? I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
We're gonna make some healing rooms.
That's where we will end the chapter for today.